Dr. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
So, Dr. Austin, just last July, the ANU fought off a cybersecurity threat that was traced to China. It's described that a sophisticated operator caused the latest 2018 data breach. Is there a potential China might be behind this? China might be this mysterious operator?
Well, there is certainly a chance that that's the case. In fact, there'd be a high chance. But we should point out that several countries conduct high-level cyber espionage operations around the world that might have been responsible for this. So without direct knowledge, I can't comment on which country.
Why exactly target Australian National University?
Well, the news story has been about Australian National University, of course, but in the same way that ANU did not discover for a number of months that this attack had occurred, there will have been similar attacks against other Australian universities, which their IT people simply don't know about. So the fact that ANU is now in the news doesn't mean that ANU is the only one that's been attacked. And so we have to have a very broad view of all of this that really accepts that Australian universities are the target of continuing cyber espionage attacks by foreign governments.
Well, how should Australian universities, going forward, knowing their data systems might be under threat, how do they respond to this?
Well, it's a slow process globally. So Australian companies, corporations and universities are not much different from other leading countries. You know, we've got better cyber security than, say, many developing countries. But we're all in the same boat. It's very hard to defend in cyberspace against criminal attacks, and it's even harder to defend against it's even harder to defend against state-sponsored attacks. And so ANU, like other universities, is trying hard. The Australian Confederation of Universities has policies in place to try and improve the cybersecurity capability of its members, but this is a very hard slog. It's an uphill battle, and it will take really another 5 to 10 years before most Australian organisations, universities included, have really adjusted both in their mindset and their budgets and their recruitment and their organisation to really be in a what you might call a commanding position for defence in cyberspace.
Do we even know if this is, say, some sort of rogue nation, or could this potentially be, or like a state actor, or could this just be some rogue individual who's hacking?
Well, without knowing any of the detail at all of the way in which the perpetrators entered the ANU system, and having no details which would allow attribution, I can't sort of say one way or the other. This is part of a pattern. Foreign intelligence agencies do want to collect information on the high flyers who attend universities like the Australian National University. And bear in mind that people who go to universities go on to become leaders in the country, whether it's in industry, science and technology, society or politics. If you're at university, there's the leadership of countries like Australia, you know, about 80% of them come from people who've got university degrees. So foreign intelligence agencies look to collect the basic data on these people so that they can then use that to correlate with other information they get to compile a complete dossier on people.
What measures might be taken if this mysterious operator behind this data breach, what could be taken if they are discovered?
Well, ANU sort of revealed what's been taken and you went through the list. I think that that's important. All of those data, like tax file numbers, and a very important private information which corporations like ANU have an obligation to protect, and they've failed in that obligation. And that's serious enough in itself. The ANU has said that a range of other more sensitive data, like police record check information, has not been revealed. Well, that's good news. But the universities really have to significantly adjust. So Oxford University, for example, has a rather novel policy where its IT team consult with its IT researchers. So there's an active partnership between the IT security team on the corporate affairs side of the university at Oxford with its very highly qualified academic researchers. Well, almost no university in Australia engages with its highly qualified academic researchers in cybersecurity to help deliver cybersecurity for the campus.
Well, I guess that could be one measure that universities could start doing, right?
Indeed. In fact, what we really need across Australia as a whole, but certainly in universities, is a much more imaginative approach. And we need to be engaging a broad range of expertise, not just the people who are paid to do the info security job, the information security job inside the university's IT department. It's a bigger challenge, and it really needs much bigger, a fundamental shift in thinking about who can help address this problem.
Well, it'd be good to see some of helping each other. Dr. Austin, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Nathaniel.